Straight Up with Stassi.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stassi Schroeder.
She's the star of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules.
I'm here to talk about pop culture, reality TV, celeb gossip, relationships.
Stassi's new podcast is a hilarious look at the world and everyone in it.
I want to give my opinion on everything.
And she's never one to hold back on any topic.
Because that's what I do best. Judge.
This is Straight Up with Stassi.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. It's Stassi. You're listening to Straight Up with Stassi. And I just, you know, I need to give a big introduction to this guest. She's one of my oldest friends. She's one of my most mature friends. She's definitely my skinniest friend. Definitely my prettiest friend. She looks like Keira Knightley. She's one of my funniest friends. She's now in a new business that I can't wait to tell you guys about soon. But she also was the first person to ever do this podcast. And she's probably the one that's the most important. How's that fucking introduction, Christina?
I want to cry. I feel like I want to cry right now. What was that?
You know, I really care about you and I want you to feel good.
That was like one of the best moments of my life. I should be accepting an award right now.
Right? I feel like I'm like at the Golden Globes, not the Oscars, let's be honest, but the Golden Globes, just like giving like a lifetime achievement award. You know, which is why I said that you were the skinniest.
That was like the.
But what was your like favorite compliment? Like, what was your favorite thing that I just said about you?
Keira Knightley.
Oh, that's a good answer.
She's probably the best actress. Every movie I love. I mean, we talked about this,
Christina. How have we not talked more about this though?
Because I love her.
She is. Besides Kate Hudson, okay, because Kate Hudson's my number one. I can watch anything with Kate Hudson. Besides her, Keira Knightley is my favorite female actress to watch. And I don't know why. I just, like you said, Christina and I both just like realized this about each other today. We both go on Netflix and type in Keira Knightley and just see whatever movies of hers are on.
Yeah. And I probably have already seen them all, but I rewatch like Pride and the Prejudice and like everything.
It's amazing. Last night I watched Atonement and I'm not lying.
Yes, because they just added it to Netflix.
So I was like home alone, like, oh my God, this is going to be the best night ever. I'm just going to like, because now I'm a pot smoker, as I like informed all of you guys like recently, I'm like trying to become a pothead. Is that what people call it? Pothead? What do people call people who smoke?
Yeah. No, I call my boyfriend a pothead. So yeah, that's right. Pothead.
Well, that seems a little derogatory. Like, is it like... I honestly, listen, I'm chicken. I can't smoke out of a bong. I can't smoke like joints. I can't do that. I have to have this like half ass vapor thing that's like basically like 20% some sort of like weed and all the rest of it is like lavender.
Or, like, do you know who else smokes those?
Some oils. Who?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew it. But he has like this big machine looking one.
It like lights up when he smokes it. Yeah. It like turns blue.
Yeah. That's different. And I also take edibles to sleep, which is like my new favorite thing. Anyway, Keira Knightley, there's a movie that I want to tell you about that I feel like you probably haven't seen. Now that I'm thinking about it, since we're on the subject, I can't remember the name, but let me explain it to you. I was in one of those moods like 2 months ago where I'm like, I just want to watch something with Keira Knightley. I've seen everything on Netflix. She's not anything on Hulu. I'm looking on HBO Go and I'm like, you can't really like type in actors' names, I don't think. So I was like going through all the movies, didn't really see anything. So I'm like, fuck it. I'll buy one. I will buy a Keira Knightley movie if I need to right now. I'm in the mood for Keira Knightley. Just give me Keira Knightley. So I Google it and there's like, or iTunes it. And there's this movie where she plays an American girl who's like 27 and she just doesn't have her life together. She was the most popular girl in high school. And like everyone else, like that wasn't popular, like they all became successful and she's just like kind of become a loser. And she like, you haven't seen this?
No. So can you look it up right now? Because
I'm sorry, you guys.
It doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I'm Googling it. Sorry for the delay. It's amazing. Who else is in it? Like that Chloe Great, like Chloe, the girl. She's so cute. Chloe Moritz Grace. is also in it too. And like, she is actually somebody who's in high school while Keira Knightley's 27. And Keira Knightley like secretly moves into this chick's... Damn it. I'm just so bad at this.
She's so pretty. I mean, honestly, thank you.
Laggies. I mean, it's called Laggies.
I've never seen it.
Because it's not on Netflix or anything that you can download. It's not free. You got to purchase this shit. You know what I mean? I paid money. Like, who does that anymore? Who actually goes on their iTunes or Apple TV and buys things?
I pirate everything. So I go on and I find it free and I download it. But then like halfway through, it'll stop. Like, I'm like getting into it and it just like stops.
But see, that's because you watch everything on your computer. Yeah. I don't really do that. Yeah. I like to watch things on my actual big TV that was fucked up because of Mercury in retrograde that I had to replace like 5 to 6 months ago. You know what I mean?
I mean, speaking of that, should we tell everybody about our day today?
I was going to go into that, but I was waiting to see if you just like had one more Keira thing that you wanted to throw out there.
I mean, we could keep talking about her, but I just feel like that was just, again, thank you. That was the best introduction I think anyone has ever said about me. Half of that wasn't true, but thank you so much.
No, like only like 40% wasn't true. Like,
yeah, probably 35% of it was true, but... No, I love you so much. We could get super cheesy right now, but
I love you too. Yeah. Christina just like really loves me right now because earlier today when we were taking selfies, I was like, whoa, she made it like technically an ugly face. And I was like, you look just like Keira Knightley. So I feel like our relationship's going to be like really good for the next 8 months. anytime you get mad at me, I feel like you'll just remember that I called compliment. You Keira Knightley in a photo that you weren't making that great of a face. Yeah. So like shit's going to be smooth sailing for a while.
We had a pretty all over day today. I don't know what our deal was.
Pretty sure it's Mercury in retrograde again because shit is not making sense. Okay, you guys. I started thinking this last night because, and we'll go back to like how this week went and my weekend went. But last night, yesterday morning, I got home from Vegas and I was like, fuck yes, I'm just going to be, because Patrick had to go to work. So I'm like, I'm just going to be, and my mom, like we were having to get the dogs and then like we ended up not having time because Patrick had to go to work. So I had to be here without my dogs. I'm like, this is going to be awesome. Like as much as I miss them, I don't know what it's like to not. Just be in my apartment by myself. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going to order Chinese food, orange chicken and chow mein. I'm going to rent movies on Netflix or iTunes if they don't have my favorite actors. Like, I'm just going to literally look like shit. Like I want to just relax. And I did that the whole entire night. And then Patrick came over after work and all of a sudden my TV and internet and everything just like started not working. And I'm like, this better not be a freaking Mercury in retrograde situation again. Cut to today.
It was
the weirdest day ever. So we were supposed to do our podcast, my podcast, like 4.5 hours ago. Christina came over here at 3 p.m. And I don't know. I was in like a weird mood. I felt just kind of like, I think I might be starting my period. So I felt like kind of like moody and like not hot and just like, I don't really know what I want right now. And I'm like, I'm really sober and like, I don't know. So I'm like, why don't we just like go walk it? We couldn't figure out where to walk and get a drink. And so we're like, let's just get Uber. We're going to Uber to Hudson. We get in the Uber. Oh my God, I can't handle like incompetent Uber drivers. It like drives me crazy. We get in this Uber and whatever. She's like, very nice.
No,
the nicest.
First we get into the wrong Uber.
You don't know how to tell a story.
No, we can tell the rest of the story.
No, you don't know how to tell a story.
I just ruined it.
You just ruined it.
No.
No, let me, okay. Then I'm sorry that Christina just ruined my story. So we get into this Uber and this lady's like, hi, I'm Tina. And Christina's like, oh, I'm Christina. I'm like, cool. Okay, you guys.
No. You said, I'm Stas Tina.
Yeah, but in that tone of voice where I was like, I'm Stas Tina. Not. Okay, yeah. Anyway, bring us to the bar, please. I'm in a weird mood. So she's just like, okay, I just want to let you guys know I just started Uber driving like 3 days ago. And I'm just like I don't really know anything. And I'm like, oh, this is great. So I'm like, this is what my thought process was. I couldn't verbalize it because I didn't want to be rude, Christina. But I was like, really? Like, okay, I'm already in a weird mood, and like, you're new and you like don't know where anything is in LA. Great. I'm like, okay, can you just like do a U-turn? Because it'll probably be easier if you do that, because you don't want to cross this street to try and turn left. It's just not gonna make sense. There's no light. So she's like, yeah. Then we keep driving. She's like talking and not paying attention to anything. I'm like, okay, turn here. Like, why isn't your GPS telling you? Like, you're literally missing all of your turns. Then like halfway through the ride, she's like, this, after she's been talking for forever, this, my phone's not working. Like, I don't even think like I've pressed start on your ride. Like, it's not letting me. Like, everything keeps going wrong. And I'm like, of course it is.
I look down at my phone and I see that my app is saying that I'm not even in the Uber yet.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay,
what is going on?
We're gonna have to give you cash.
Exactly. So I'm like, what cash do you have? Because I'm a hood rat and never have cash with me.
So I had so much cash. I'm kidding.
So she had a five. Let's be real. She had a five. And we decided on that. And we're like, hey, lady, listen, just like don't even press anything. Still not realizing what's going on. We think it's like Uber glitches.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, can you look at my phone? And I'm like looking at it being like, OK, let me try and cancel the trip. We'll just pay you cash. And I'm like, Kathy, who's Kathy? I'm seeing like the name Kathy. And I'm like, maybe her real name's Kathy and people just call her Tina. Literally. That was my thought process. Then all of a sudden we pull up to the bar that we wanted to go to, and she gets a call, and it's somebody else whose name is Kathy, because we got in the wrong Uber. And then Christina gets a call from an angry, mean man. Do you want to explain that?
He calls me and he's like, I'm outside. I've been outside. I'm your Uber. And I'm like, I'm in the Uber. He's like, no, I'm your Uber. Is this Christina? I'm like, yeah. So I look over. I'm like, we got in the wrong Uber. We're in the wrong Uber. She doesn't know where she's going. She's new. We are her seventh ride.
Yeah.
And her phone's messed up.
Do you know how ironic it was that when we got in the car and she said, you're my seventh ride, and you went lucky number seven.
Yeah.
That was like the most unlucky ride.
It was. So my guy canceled the ride after we argued, and then I got a fee because we wait and whatever. I got a fee.
That's annoying.
We get to
missing. You're really not a good storyteller.
What else is there?
You were on the phone with this guy and he goes, you cancel it. And you were like, no, I'll get charged $10 if I cancel it. Like, I can't. And
wait,
goes,
I like that you're getting I'm my not voice. You're making my voice sound so sweet, because I really wasn't. I was like, no, you cancel it.
No, you weren't. You were still sweet.
Really?
I think in your head you think you're sweet.
Oh, that makes me feel good then.
Yeah, no, I would have been way more aggressive.
Okay.
And he was like, no, you cancel it. And I'm like, fucking hang up that phone, Christina. Yeah, you are
you
not canceling.
Hang up, hang up.
Hang up, because he's the one who's working and he's going to have to get another person to pick up. So he'll end up having to cancel it. You don't have to.
Yeah.
I'll call your next Uber until he cancels it. So that dude was a bully. And then I was just like to Tina, I was just like, sorry, girl, like here's some cash, but like you're on your own. Like, I don't know how to help you with this.
Good luck
like,
with Kathy.
Go find Kathy.
Yeah.
And, we finally get to the bar, but actually I am now a bad storyteller, because I forgot to mention that we stood outside my apartment for 15 minutes trying to decide where to go. Okay. So we finally decided on a place. And once we got there, Tina dropped us off. It's closed, closed. So Christina looks it up. When is this place opening? Not till 4:00. I'm like, well, it's 3:30. Like, that's 30 minutes of boringness. I can't just like wait outside a bar like some like alcoholic salivating wolf that like can't function. You know what I mean? Like, can you imagine just like sitting on the doorstep, like on the steps of a bar, like what that must look like when the person, the owner, comes to open it up? He's like, Jesus, you guys are like so desperate for cocktails. Like, that's really weird. Like, that's so embarrassing. Do you understand what I just said?
Yeah, we should have done that, but
it would have been funny.
I'm gonna let you tell the rest of the story, but okay. We should have done that. Just letting you guys know, we should have done that.
We should have actually done that. So we decide to walk east, because we're like, well, maybe there's like a bar or restaurant like on, we're on Santa Monica Boulevard. I'm like, let's just walk east, because I feel like everything, I don't, whatever. I feel delirious during this time. And so we walk east. No, nothing's there.
Everything's closed.
We passed Laurel Hardware. I'm like, that's closed. Everything is freaking closed. I try and get another Uber. We try looking up a billion different places to go. We can't figure out anywhere to go. And I'm waiting for the Uber. I have to cancel the first one because he's making all these weird turns, which I'm convinced Uber drivers do because they want us to cancel. So they just get like an automatic $5 for not even having to bring us anywhere, because I'm the one that cancels. And finally one comes and we decide to go to Redo, which is across the street from our friend Kelly's house. So we're like, okay, we've been there for happy hour before. Let's just go there. We get in this Uber. The guy brings us and then like is like, "Hey girls, I just learned Chinese." And says something weird. And I'm like, I literally don't know what you just said. Like, you probably just called me a C-U-N-T in Chinese. Like, I don't understand what that had to do with anything. So we get out of the car and we go to Redo. No, it's still it's not open. Chrissy's like, "Oh no, it doesn't open till 4. And I'm like, fuck. So we're like, okay, that's 15 minutes from now. That's fine. Let's go shopping. So we walked around for 20 minutes, went to Nasty Gal, went shopping on Melrose, then walked back and we're like, finally, it's open. No, it's not. They're like, "Oh no, we don't open till 5, but like you can hang out here if you want and we'll eventually serve you." Oh, that sounds fun. Thanks. Yeah, I think I'll hang out for an hour until you serve me, said no one ever. Makes zero, like who would say yes to that? Okay, and first of all, we're in LA. Why are all these places closed? I thought we were in like the city where like it's so much fun all the time. Everything is closed. So I'm like, fuck this. Let's call another Uber.
Where do we end up?
Just because I'm going to, hold on. I'm not bad storyteller. Hold up.
What do you mean?
Because you're skipping things. So I call another Uber driver and I get in the car and he's like, "Stassi?" And I'm like, "Great job. Like most people call me Stacy. Like that's a, like, I can't believe you got my name right." And he's like, "Ha ha ha. 831 Melrose." And then what did he say? You didn't know what it was.
No, I was
I knew it. That's why you didn't answer me. And then he made some joke like, you know, those sayings that people make, like, "Don't cry over spilled milk," or like, "Whoa, like I was out like a light." Or, you know, like all these things that like most of the time, you
he
know
said
what it is.
Something like we'll get
something
we'll
about horses.
The horses or we'll get something, you there and
something about horses. And I'm like, "Wait, I don't know what that means." And I'm like, "Christina, why'd you laugh?" And she's like, "Oh, you know what that means." And I'm like, "I don't actually. What does it mean?" And she's like, "You know." And I'm literally looking at her like, this bitch doesn't know what that means. And so I look at this guy. Did you just say Melrose? I'm like, We're not going to Melrose. Can you look at the address I put in the Uber thing? He's like, "Oh no, I hear ya." And I'm like, "But okay, I know you hear me, but like, we're not going to Melrose. We're on Melrose. So like, can you just like tell me what address I put into the Uber thing? Because I just like want to make sure like we can finally get to where we're going. It's now been an hour." And he's like, oh no, I know." So I'm watching him go in the opposite direction that we should be going in. I'm like, "But you're..."
No, you were so annoyed. Are you kidding me?
I'm like, "But you're going the wrong way. Like, please." And then every time he was supposed to turn, he wouldn't turn. And I'm like, at what point do I be like a bitch? At what point do I say, "Dude, let me out of the effing car. Like, you're not listening to me. You're like busy. Like, you're cracking jokes and shit. Like, pay attention. Like, stop." So I'm like, "Seriously, turn right here. I'm getting really annoyed. Turn right. This is so annoying." He's like, "Oh, well, you know, the GPS was just telling me a little too late." I'm like, in my head, like, I watched you like stop and then just like roll through every turn. You're annoying me. So finally I'm like, "Listen, let me just boss you around and tell you where to go. Let me out on the corner." Cool. So where did we end up going?
The Hudson.
Where we began. So it was just like an hour of hell. An hour of just like weird Uber drivers. Just like shit just not working out, you know, just everybody annoying me. And I'm like, my phone wasn't working. I'm like, "Seriously, is it Mercury in retrograde again? Or is it some like weird ass tall gray alien full moon situation?" Honestly, I think every single Uber driver I had today was a tall gray. Like, that's how I feel. And I'm trying to shake this bad mood, but it's like really, really hard. Which is why my most favorite sponsor I think I've ever had in my entire life is my new one, Lyft. That's right. L-Y-F-T. Because I am never using Uber ever again. I've already talked about like my Uber experience on my podcast because like now I only do bougie Uber. Like Uber, what's it like? Uber black car.
Yeah.
I only do that because I've had so many weird experiences in Uber that I'm like, I don't want to risk it anymore, that I'd rather pay like way more money. Well, hey, everyone, you don't have to freaking use Uber anymore. I'm seriously like, I am here to save all of you guys. I just want to like give some backstory. Whenever I've been in like Uber cars I see that like they also drive Lyft. Like they drive for both places, which I think is might be like illegal, but they do it anyway. And I always ask them, I'm like, what do you prefer? Which one do you prefer to drive for? And not one of them has ever said Uber. They always say that Lyft treats them so much better, that they make so much more money, all of that. So like before I had all my bad experiences with Uber, like I already recognized that Lyft was the way to go. And then I found out once I had this huge surge, because Uber sucks with surges. Like I researched this, and so many Uber people have said that they've had surges that were like 9.9, and that like they literally went 2 miles and it ended up being $90. Like all of these crazy stories with surges. Lyft doesn't do that. Lyft does not do that. Lyft is so nice to all of their employees. Sorry. Lyft doesn't do surges. If they do, it's like literally like 0.5. So you can always rely on having the cheapest price. It's everywhere that Uber is. It's actually pretty amazing. And I have a surprise for you, Christina.
Ooh, what is it?
You are my lucky, lucky guest because I talked to Lyft about this and I wanted to give a guest, whoever did my podcast with my Lyft thing. You get $75 free for Lyft.
Do you know what I'm going to do with that?
Drive places?
No, I'm going to use it to come.
Like, what else are you gonna do with
that? Do you know what I'm gonna do with that? I'm gonna use that to come here from Santa Monica and back, because I always drink so much with you when we go to dinner that it's perfect. Because usually I can't drink that much because I have to drive all the way back.
I know, but you just made me sound like a terrible, terrible influence. But I'm not mad at it because I like my wine. What can I say? But I am here. So not only am I giving this, sorry, you guys don't get the $75 gift, but I really want you guys to try Lyft and go to lyft.com/Stassi. That's lyft.com/Stassi. Enter your phone number and you'll get a message that will activate my offer that I have. And with that, you save $10 on each of your first three rides. So basically, if you're going someplace that's not even as far as $10, you get three free rides. So you have literally nothing to lose by using my code and signing up for Lyft. It's three free rides.
And you maybe will actually get to where you need to be because...
Yes, because Uber doesn't bring me there anymore.
Yes.
I'm so over Uber, I can't even think straight. So you guys, lyft.com/Stassi, enter your phone number and get three free rides. I'm not doing Uber anymore. This day was annoying. That was convenient that happened to me today, honestly. But yeah, so that was our day and we're here. I want to talk about something right now. Christina has a new business venture, and it is like the most exciting. I don't know if Christina's talked about this, but her dad's really into all natural stuff and organic stuff, and he lives on like a dome farm. I don't know what people really call that. Yeah,
no. So he lives in Arizona, and he lives in a dome. It's like all solar paneled. He's super hippie. Has his garden and chickens and... It's amazing. And he has always been, you know, vegan and just super healthy. I've grown up with my dad being like the health freak of all freaks. And so he HeartSpring is a big part of his life because that's his health website. And I've sort of branched off from that. And I'm so excited. Like, I feel I light up when I talk about this.
It's just so exciting. Like, you haven't even said it yet.
No, I know, but I'm smiling. So I started, it's probably been about a year.
Well, you've always done, Christina has always made lip balms or lotions or candles. Yeah. She knows how to do all that stuff because your dad has done it.
Yeah. So my dad originally was like, he would make lip balms and he was always into
soaps
that kind
and
of
stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Soaps, homemade soaps. So I grew up with that. And then I sort of just taken my skills and just what I like and incorporated myself into this brand, HeartSpring, and it's like lip balm and it's...
You aren't good at telling a story. Let me just like, let me come in real fast. So Christina has always, because of her dad and what she's learned from her dad, ever since I've known her, she's known how to make baths and lip balms or candles or anything like that from like organic do you call it materials?
Yeah, ingredients.
Ingredients. Yeah. That would be the right. I'm thinking in terms of clothes. You're right. Ingredients. And we've always said, like, this stuff is amazing. Like, you should sell it. Like, it's stupid to just be making this stuff and not doing anything with it. So she started a year ago taking it so seriously and, like, actually starting to think about, okay, like, what could I sell? And, like, what would I want my brand to look like? And what would I want the name to be? What would I want the packaging to be and all that? And it took her a really long time because she was so serious about it. And now she finally has these lip balms that she, I mean, you, how do you explain how you do it? Well, first of all, it's called Heartspring. Heartspring. Yeah. And I think that is the most, like, cute. It's like hippie-ish, but like chic at the same time, the name and the packaging. It's all white. It's simple. It's beautiful. I've put it on my Snapchat, but I'll Instagram and tweet something for you guys to see if you're not following my Snapchat. And literally each lip balm smells like a spa. Like, I swear to God, a spa. Okay, explain how you make lip balm.
Well, it's, I mean, it really is quite easy if you really think about it, but it's hard at the same time. You know, I would say anyone can make it, but not really. Like, after a year, it's like, you could make it, but it probably won't come out the way this is. It took me a long time to get the consistency and the smell and everything right. But it's you melt down all of the ingredients you want, which I use all organic, no chemicals, really simple, natural products.
Are you allowed to say what the ingredients are?
Yeah, or yeah. Is it so, like, it's really basic.
Won't reveal his ingredients.
You could totally.
Okay, yeah. I want to know. Tell me.
Because obviously, if people are allergic to anything, or I want you to know what you're putting on your skin and your lips. So yeah, it's the bases of it are beeswax, all organic beeswax, and then you need shea butter. And then you do vitamin E, and then you do coconut oil, and then you want to add any essential oils for smell, or, you know, whatever you want to add to make it.
Oh, so you use essential oils.
Essential oils.
So can we make a Stassi lip balm that has, like, alcohol in it?
Yeah, well, we could do like you're such an asshole. Like, I just took that question really seriously, yeah, and then I realized,
like,
it.
Yeah, you realized, like, what I said, and you're like, wait, no, actually. What if we crushed up Xanax in a powder form and we mixed it in the beeswax?
Stop.
And then I did wine oil extract.
Okay, so we could potentially do like a, it would, I mean, we could do like a bourbon or like a wine one.
I should do a
limited edition Stassi. But I mean, I don't know how much people would want to constantly put that on their lips.
You know, like, what? You guys, Khaleesi's, I want you guys to tweet me. Actually, tweet. Oh, yeah. You can't get into your Twitter account anymore. That sucks. Tweet me and I'll forward all the tweets to Christina, or email me at Stassi@stylebystassi.com and tell me the flavors that you want. And then we could do like a contest, whatever the most or like the most creative one.
Yeah.
Like either the most creative one or like the one that I doubt that like people would ask for the same thing. So I guess we'll just like go through everyone's emails and tweets and be like, what do you want a lip balm to taste like?
Yeah.
And mine's gonna be, okay, let me just talk you through this. It's gonna be obviously made from shea butter and beeswax, but like I'm gonna have Pinot Grigio, Cholula, and I was gonna go with dark chocolate, but I think I'm gonna go with milk chocolate.
Do you think all of those things would be good together?
I don't know, because I feel like at Thanksgiving dinner, when you put all the like foods on one fork and eat it all in one bite, that still tastes good.
No. Okay. So, but here's the problem with that is that when you put like,
and ranch, sorry. And then the fourth ingredient is ranch. So let's just hold on.
Wait, you can't just,
my lip balm is
end?
Going to be Pinot Grigio, Cholula, milk chocolate, just to clarify, and ranch. But like the good type of ranch, not
I'm
the
dying.
I'm not talking like Hidden Valley or anything
like
that.
Homemade.
No, I'm talking about like TGI Fridays or Chili's or Hooters Ranch. So if you don't have that, then leave Ranch out.
Stop. I can't breathe. I can't believe you just threw in Ranch at the end.
Dude, okay. That freaking lip balm would just like taste like my mouth.
No, I wouldn't. Okay. Let me explain.
Or the inside of my stomach. No. You know what I mean?
The way it works with like oils, though, is it's not like... It's not real life. So what that would smell like is like, say you take every kind of like candle you have in your house and mixed it together, it would smell like a headache. Like it would smell awful.
I'm really sorry, but fake detergent, I have to disagree because I am very good. And no, I've talked about this a million times. No. This is why I love Yankee Candle. I mix and match all of the different flavors. I have a different one in each room so that I make my own scent. So I'm like, I know the perfect Christmas scent because I have mastered all the different flavors to make it my perfect Christmas.
Okay, so that makes sense because you're doing all things that are semi-Christmas, right? So that would, I'm saying like, say you take like every kind of scent that has nothing to do with each other and put them together, it will smell like a nasty fake bag of flowers. Do you know what I mean?
Well, like, I have like beach have walk ever, in my bathroom and that doesn't fuck up the Christmas
okay,
smell.
Have you ever had someone walk into the room and you go, oh my God, what kind of perfume are they wearing? It smells so bad. Like cheap and gross. That's what it would smell like. Like when you put all flavors together that don't go with each other, it just smells like disgusting. So you'd have to pick like one or two.
What if it was like on Willy Wonka when she chews that gum and like the flavors go in order? Like at first she's chewing and she tastes roast beef. Then she tastes something else. And then like, she tastes the blueberry. Like what if like at layer? First? Yeah, each layer. It's like first I have wine, Pinot Grigio. And then the next one I'm like, oh, Cholula, Mexican food. And then the next one I'm like, oh, dessert time, chocolate. And then I finally get to the dessert of all desserts, like my pride and joy. Ranch.
I think you're the craziest person I've ever met.
I just don't think you know what you're talking about. I feel like maybe if you take a few more lip balm lessons, you'd figure out how to make my lip balm of choice.
Oh my God. Well, I just started to do coconut rose, so you'll have to settle for that.
That one is so good.
Yeah, so I have that right now. I have good. the lavender honey, the rosemary vanilla, and the coconut rose. So you guys will just have to settle for my spa natural yummy scents. For
and
now.
Honestly, Christina, even though neither of them have hot sauce or ranch in it, like that shit smells and tastes so good. It's so good. It literally is like going to Burke Williams. Like it is literally, sorry, is that like too commercial of a spa for you?
No,
is that not organic enough?
No, I'm okay with that. Yeah. So, I'm really excited about it. I'm so happy that you like it. And I just hope that everyone else can like it. And it's kind of new for me, but it's really fun to hear people's feedback so far from it. I have, heartspring.co at heartspring.co is the Instagram
at Instagram at Instagram. You guys, not Twitter, not yeah. anything else. Instagram at heartspring.co.
Yeah.
And then through that, if you follow her on Instagram, she'll be like posting like different stuff that she's making, and then you can go and buy it straight from Etsy.
Yeah, so I have an Etsy account set up and it's really easy, and the shipping
it's only
it's
what
really,
$6.
Yeah, and it's really, I think, affordable and great for everything that's all natural, because nowadays, like, really looking into this whole like lip balm industry, it's like a lot of this stuff you guys are buying that are on the shelves has chemicals in it and has been tested for cancer, and it's kind of crazy if you really look into it.
And
so,
they test on animals,
and
which
it's tested on animals
sad.
So this is legit, and it's made in Santa Monica like with my bare hands every day.
So how do you do that? So you make it and then you ship it in a vat to like the people who put
right.
it in a
yeah.
tube?
Yeah. Well, no, I have everything at my house. So I have everything all laid out. It's like a little factory in my kitchen. So I have everything melted down and then I hand pour everything, which is why right now.
Shut up.
Yeah. So right now it's like so personal because I'm hand pouring everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't ask you this originally because I was like, I want to ask you this on my podcast
yes.
live. Like I didn't want, I wanted it to be a genuine reaction. Wait a second. Really?
Yes.
So these tubes, because I'm telling you guys, it's like the same, it looks like, say, a chapstick tube.
Yeah.
It's like that same cute, chic little thing. You take the cap off, rub it on your lips. So you have all those tubes in your house, in your apartment, and you make it in your kitchen and you pour it yourself.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm hand pouring everything.
And then do you put it in like a refrigerator?
No, so then you just leave it out and let it let it just dry. Like a good overnight dry is good, is what I found is good. But yeah, this has been a year of just like playing with everything and figuring it out. And then, yeah, so I've been really happy so far with the results. And, you know, everything is so good for your lips. It's like nothing is in there that could be harmful to you. And you're putting nothing but good things on your skin. So, yeah.
It's great. I thought, honestly, Christina, I thought that you were like making a big batch of it and then just like shipping it off to somebody who is doing that for you. This is so much cooler.
Yeah. No, everything is like my bare hands and I'm doing it all myself. And it's so cute because my boyfriend is like hand like labeling everything for me. And it's like I have this own little company out of my house and it's great. I love it. I'm so happy.
That's like the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
I wake up every morning and I like make a cup of coffee and I like go on my Etsy and I fill the orders and I just like, you know, I hand pour everything and I send it off.
And you like go to the post office and like ship it yourself?
Yeah. Well, so Etsy obviously has like a shipping, you print your labels through them. So it's really easy. And then
so you have like a printer at home?
Yeah. I have a cute little chic white printer that I've like set up and
oh my God, will
I
you
print
like send
everything
that?
Out
Tell
and
me
then
that is. I need a printer.
Yeah, it's cute. It's a good size. And then I just, yeah, you can, it's because it's so light, you can just put it in an actual mailbox. I don't have to go to the post office and it's on its way.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I hope you guys, anybody who's, you know, has chapped lips out there or like wants to just have a good gift too, it's like, check it out.
Do you think you know, do you know anything about chapped lips? Because, okay, I always like, even like if I am like trying to be really good about my lips, like my lips have never not been chapped. That's like just not, it's just not anything I've ever had in my life.
Do you use a good chapstick?
Bird's like, Bees, that one, that the Red Dahlia.
Yeah, so
up until you gave me yours.
Yeah, I would try mine for like a week and see how your lips are, and if they're still doing that, it may be like the lip like liner or lip like gloss or lipstick that you're using that's drying out your lips. So like it's like before you go to bed, I always have like one of my chapsticks by my bed and I always put it on before I go to bed because that's when, you know, I feel like overnight is when you're going to kind of repair.
Okay. I got you. It just sucks because we both wear lip liner and that like makes my lips so dry.
Yeah. Well, I just am like constantly, I'm constantly applying this before I go to bed.
Okay.
But you can also do a good scrub. Like I can make you a good
scrub. Yeah, make
scrub.
Me a good scrub.
Yeah, like a lip scrub.
I have lip problems.
Yeah.
They're always dry and it's embarrassing.
It's just because they're so big.
Well, they're not, that's not fair because it's like, you know, got a little plump situation. Oh my God. Speaking of that, when I filmed the reunion the other day, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'll just say this part. Okay, you guys, well, I don't want to like, you guys go follow Christina. Actually, don't follow her. Follow heartspring.co on Instagram and just like check out her shit. Order just one or two and see if you like it. And then
you can follow me on addicted. Instagram too. You'll figure it out. It's Heartspring. You'll find it.
Yeah. Super easy.
So what's up? Tell me, what were you just saying about the reunion?
Well, actually, let me just say real fast because I really want to have a lip balm that's made with wine and I would really prefer it to be Cameron Hughes wine. Have you been on my podcast when I've talked about Cameron Hughes?
No.
Oh, it's the best. You guys have heard me talk about Cameron Hughes before because how they have relationships with like super high end wineries around the world, but because they buy their like, they, I like get tongue tied because I get passionate about Cameron Hughes wine. Okay, so they buy the leftover wine from high end wineries. And because it's the leftover stuff that they've already sold to everybody that they, you know, they don't need anymore, Cameron Hughes gets to sell it directly to you for 40 to 80% less than what you'd originally pay. So I've said this before. Cameron Hughes, when I have their wine, it's a nice ass bottle of wine, but you don't have that bougie label from a bougie winery. You have the label of Cameron Hughes. But if you were to go to a party and bring a Cameron Hughes bottle of wine as a gift and the host opened it, they would be so impressed by this wine because it's actually a very nice, expensive bottle of wine that you are getting for a deal because you have to go to CW or chwine.com. And you really can't, I've heard you can buy it other places like maybe Costco or something like that, but I think it's just chwine.com. And that's what's so amazing about it. It's cheap wine. I mean, it's nice wine that is sold for cheap. And I have even better news because Cameron Hughes has extended their annual Fatten Your Cellar sale. So basically, tons of their amazing wines are discounted to under $10. $10. Seriously, when you come home from work and you're like, oh my God, I wish I had a bottle of wine, but you don't. Then you have to get back in your car and then drive to like Ralph's or grocery store. And then you end up having to spend like $15 because you don't want to go to like the register with like a $7 bottle of wine and be like, yep, I'm that basic. So you like you spend more than you think you would. And that's still not even that good because $15 bottles of wine even aren't that great. Cameron Hughes, $10 for something that's like an $80 bottle of wine. What I do is I use my own code at Cameron Hughes and I buy like 20 at a time and just like stock them in my house. So whenever I have people over, I have shit to open up, if you know what I mean. So please, you guys, go to chwine.com, shop the Fatten Your Cellar page to get wines at the crazy discount that I'm talking about. Enter my code Stassi at checkout and you will get free shipping and a free corkscrew. I can never say sommelier. Oh, I did just say it. And you get over 30% off select wines. Let me just add, the free shipping is with three bottles or less because that shit gets heavy, if you know what I mean. But please go use my code Stassi at the checkout and listen, you'll never go thirsty again. Amazing. So, and I'm actually drinking that right now.
You
that
are?
Is actually
I want to try it.
This wine in front of me is Cameron Hughes wine. It's the Cabernet, because I like heavy wines.
Oh, but it's good. And I don't usually drink red wine, but...
I know you don't. It's so good.
I like it.
Listen, I wasn't drinking red wine for like a month because it's helping my psoriasis get better. I fell off the wagon yesterday when I was here by myself because I just had these wines in my house. I'm like, but I miss red wine. It's my favorite. Yeah. I like it more than Pinot Grigio. Let's be honest. I love red wine. I like crave that shit at night. Like, my mouth waters when I think about it. I don't think about like any other alcohol the way I do about red wine. And it's just so bad for psoriasis. So I'm just drinking it like in moderation, I guess.
There you go.
You know what I mean? But yeah, so yeah, the Vanderpump Rules cast filmed the reunion Friday. I don't think I'm really allowed to say that much. I feel like I'll like.
Well, how was it? Are you?
It was the most interesting.
No crying.
I'm not gonna say that. It was just the most interesting reunion I've been to thus far. But what was I about to say about that? Because you brought something up. Can't remember. Oh, well. Because I was like, speaking of that at the reunion or whatever, whatever. But I guess it doesn't really matter because I'm not really allowed to talk about it anyway because Bravo or my producers will call me and be like, did you just fucking talk about that on your podcast? It's your spoilers.
Well, what? That'll come out in like a couple, what, like a month? A month?
I think like in a month or something. So yeah. Sorry. I feel really bad for bringing that up. But yeah. But
you looked hot. Can we talk about that? How hot you looked?
How do you know?
You showed me pictures.
Thank you. Yeah. That's right. I finally did a dark lip, which I normally don't do. It was like not red and it was not purple or berry. It was in the
deep
middle.
Red. You did it. It was a deep red.
It wasn't my idea because I'm not going to say red. It was a deep, dark color. But it wasn't red.
I love a good dark lip. I don't like red lip. At least on me, I don't
you
like
do
it.
You do red
no,
lips.
I do dark. I usually do a dark lip.
You do a dark red though.
A dark red. Yeah. Or like a plum.
It was plum.
Okay.
That's what it was. It was out of my comfort zone.
Yeah. I would say that you looked so good. I mean,
I loved it.
Yeah.
I went all out on my dress because I now have a boob reduction and perkier boobs with my lift.
Ooh, ooh.
So it went all the way down and I had to tape myself into it. It was awesome. I've never been able to do something like that before. You know what I mean?
It's like a whole new life.
And then I had a really good weekend that was so exciting because I went to Vegas with Patrick and met up with Sheena Shea and her husband Shay. Pause for everyone to just open to have them gasp, like, right, and be like, did I just, or sit up and be like, did I just hear that right? What should I pause? Okay.
No, but it was fun, right?
I had an amazing time. Patrick and I had never been to Vegas together, so it was so much fun. And
does he like Vegas? Is he like a Vegas guy?
He's not a Vegas guy. Like, he doesn't like clubs, doesn't like cheesy things, but he loves sports gambling, sports betting.
Of course he does.
Yes. And he really liked everywhere that we all went. Like, because we're not so I don't need to go like stuff myself into like a,
yeah, I know what you're gonna say.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like yeah. a wannabe Hervé Léger dress and like put on some sky high heels and like skank it up and go to a club till 4 a.m. It's not my thing. I can go to a club for, I liked going to hear like Shay DJ and perform, and then like that's it. Like, I just, if there's something that like I can pay attention to there, then I like it. But I just don't like a bunch of like sweaty people like dancing, wasted, like getting like just like, I don't know. I like to be like slightly more civilized.
Only do Vegas. I can tops do Vegas 2 days. I can't do any more. 1 day is ideal. Like a day and a night is ideal, but 2 days at the most.
No, I need 2 days because I like to do like PG things during the day. And sometimes you need an extra day for that. Like, I love walking around and going shopping, and then we actually on our last day decided to go ride all the roller coasters. And so we went to the Stratosphere to do that. And then once we did that, we found out you could jump off.
I have never done that before, but I've seen it, but I've never done it.
It was so amazing. You guys, I went to the Stratosphere in Vegas and I saw that people were jumping. I don't think you understand how freaking high this is. And I'm like, I have to do it. Like, I have to. And Patrick was thinking about it and he kept going back and forth. He's like, no, because every time we'd go on a ride, he's like, yep, no, I'm not jumping off. Like, this shit is so high. Like, no. And I'm like, I will so regret this if I don't do it. Shay was like, absolutely not. Sheena was just like, I'll record it. Like, I'll Snapchat it for you. And so I went down and signed up for it. And then I could see Patrick just getting like, well, should I?
FOMO.
I don't know. You know what I mean? So I'm like, Patrick, I'm just going to sign you up for it. And like, you can chicken out if you want. Okay. So that's all set. Then there's like a break for like 45 minutes because they have to like schedule people. So we went and like had some food and drinks. We went back. Sheena then started getting FOMO. And she's like, well, I want to do it. And she's like, well, shit, then you have to, I don't want to wait a whole nother hour because you have to do appointments. So she talked her way into like doing it at the same time as us. And they were the ones who were scared all day long. And I was like, I'm not scared. Like, I don't, like, none, this isn't making me nervous. And then, like, something just switched in our whole dynamic. And I think I started turning into a psychopath because I was getting so nervous and so scared. And they just got calm and okay with it, probably because they saw a 75-year-old woman do it. So there was that. But we go upstairs, and I'm literally, like, freaking out. Just like with the people that are like, you have to step out on a ledge. I mean, like execution style. Like, you step out on a ledge on the highest building that I've ever been outside. And like execution style, like you're just waiting for somebody to shoot you.
Are you
or
not
something.
Afraid of heights?
Not really. I don't think so.
Did you when you stepped out, did you feel the height? Like, did you feel it in your body that you were afraid of heights?
No, I don't think that's why I was scared. It was like, because I don't think I'm scared of heights. I think it was, I was scared. It's the stepping off, like the making the decision to jump off something. The leap.
Yeah.
That was what I was really scared about. And like just standing on a ledge where you feel like you're about to be shot by ISIS or something. Like, I just, like it was, that's what it feels like. Like, you're stepping out onto
something.
And
you're alone?
And you're alone. Okay. Yeah, I did it alone. So, like, the guy's like, just wait till I count down. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
So, is it like bungee jumping?
It's, I think, a little more controlled than that, but it's higher. Like, when people bungee jump, I don't think it's as high as, like, where we were.
Okay.
Like, you were free fall. Like, It's like jumping out of a plane, except there was something on the back of us that after about 4 seconds of us, of you literally free falling, like with nothing,
it controls you.
It all of a sudden controls you a little bit.
So did you have to, were you in an outfit, like your clothes, or did they give you like a suit to wear?
They gave me a suit, and it was awesome because it was sky blue. So like,
what shoes were you wearing?
They give you shoes to wear. That was an excellent question, because that was the first thing I asked. I go, can I wear my own shoes? And they're like, no. I'm like, but I love these. They're like blue pony hair with like patent detail. And they're like, we don't give a fuck. I'm like, cool. Okay. Yeah. So it was sky blue, and I freaked out, and they were super calm. And so I went down first.
Did you get to tape it? Like, did you get to?
Yes. If you guys, I put part of it on Instagram, because I bought like this thing that you could put like a video camera, a GoPro on your arm while you fall.
Oh, so they give you an option like, hey, if you want to record yourself, you can.
Yeah. So I did that. And so I put some of it on my Instagram if you want to go check it out.
Are you screaming like a crazy person?
I'm screaming, but not.
You're laughing. I want to see
it. I'm more laughing, I think.
I haven't seen it.
You have to see the whole thing. Okay. That's the best part of it. It's like watch the whole process of it. Cause they, but okay. So I go first, then Sheena goes, and then Patrick goes. And then Patrick, once he came down, he's like, I talked to the guys who like were the ones like helping us set it up. And he's like, they said that you were the scaredest, most psycho person they've had all day. And I'm like, that's cool. And Patrick had to remind me and everybody else of that, like probably 48 more times. So that's awesome. And I was the one all day long. Wait, I was like, I'm so doing this.
Were the guys up there like talking you into it? Like, you're going to be okay. Like, it's
no, I think they're the ones that made me more scared, because they looked like, so like US Marines.
And they were like giving you crazy
and they were very
serious,
giving me instructions, and they were very serious and to the point, like no jokes. I kept trying to like joke with them, and like, they weren't laughing. It felt like the Disney police when I was with Georgie, and like, like they just wouldn't laugh at anything I said, which made. And I'm like, oh, do other people get, you know, and they're like, they were just so serious, and they just felt like I was talking to like some fucking Navy SEAL or some shit. Yeah. And I'm like, you're making me feel like I actually am about to do something very serious. Like, because
like, I may lose my life. Like, yes. When I step off this.
Yes. Yeah. And I also felt like, have you ever seen the movie? Like, I think it's called, what's that movie when there's that big giant alien, Cloverfield. Have you ever seen Cloverfield?
Yeah.
And they like quarantine, or like almost like another movie, the Will Smith one, I Am Legend, where they have to like, or the actual movie called Quarantine, where like they quarantine people that have like diseases so that they can kill them.
Oh my God.
Okay. I wasn't meant to be funny. That's exactly what, because before you go out there, you get separated from your loved ones. Okay. So Sheena was like, you're going first. I'm not really giving you an option. I'm like, okay, cool. So I go first. So me, Patrick, and Sheena walk up to the top, and then there's this like separate glassed off air, like square that you walk into, like you're about to fucking be quarantined, where you're gonna have to walk off the ledge, and everybody can kind of look in the glass and watch you, but it feels like you have some fucking weird ass like disease. Some like, what was that disease that like people thought were like coming in the mail back in the day? Anthrax. Anthrax, or maybe Ebola. I don't know. God. It feels like I had that. And like, so like, I'm trying to wave to like Patrick and be like, I love
you're
you.
You're like lipping, I love you.
I love, yes, I love you. Yeah. Like, I hope you don't have the same disease I do. I hope you survive. That's what it felt like. And I think that also made me feel more nervous. Like, it was just very serious. Everything was serious. And I needed everyone to just be like, hey, relax. Like, an 85-year-old just did this.
Did everyone tape it?
Patrick didn't, because he doesn't like taking photos of himself, much less being videotaped. No, he would never. But I taped him falling down, and he looked so graceful. I remember just saying that, being like, oh my God, he looks like a squirrel. Like,
so did they tell you like, have to do certain things with your hand?
No, which is what made me more scared. So I'm like, you guys aren't telling me anything. Should I jump like a dive?
Yeah.
Like, should I first dive, or should I just like step off it? Like, I'm like,
should I be a bird?
Yes. Like, what animal like, should
what
I be
kind
like?
Of bird?
Thank you. That is exactly
like a crow, a pigeon, or should I be like an eagle?
Yes. It, Christina, yes, these are all the thoughts that you have. Do you step off like you're like on a pirate's ship, like, and you know, you have to step off the plank. Nobody ever dives
like,
in for that
shit. Is there a swimming pool below me or not? Yeah. Like, do I?
Like, what, like, is there a vomit catcher? Because that might be necessary. All I knew is that I looked down and I saw a bullseye. And Patrick was like, I'm hitting that bullseye. And I'm like, I'm hitting that bullseye. And do you want to know the only person who hit the bullseye?
Who?
Me.
Really?
I made sure to hit that freaking bullseye.
Yeah,
it was
you
like,
did, girl.
It was like my 2 feet. I'm like, I am going to do this. But like, it, they hit like right in the middle. Patrick was like 10 feet away from it.
So you land slowly?
I wouldn't say slowly. I'll show you the video after.
Okay.
I wouldn't say slowly. But you become more aware that like you're going down, and I knew, and you slowly shift to being like, to being parallel to the ground. To all of a sudden, like you're now like, your feet are about to touch. Like you, your body shifts.
So would you do it again?
Fuck yeah, I would do it again.
So every time you go to Vegas, that's on the list.
I would love to. I want to do it in daytime now because I did it at night. And I think it was less scary. I think that's why Sheena and Patrick weren't scared. Because during the day, that's when we were there. And I was like, I want to do it. And it was so scary looking down. But then we had to wait. And so like once they saw that it was night, it was like, well, it's not as scary looking because you can't really like see like how far you're falling. So I feel like I would want to do it during the day, like see how scary that would be.
I want to do it.
Yeah.
But I think I'm afraid of heights and I don't want to be afraid of heights. I think it's just like my body reacts. Like I went cliff jumping and I'd never have been afraid
of heights.
What's
cliff jumping?
Well, it's where you jump off of a cliff.
Okay. Do you have like a, then that sounds like scarier than what I did.
It's in Malibu. No, it's just,
oh, like, you mean
in
into water.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That's
and
not scary.
I never have been afraid of heights. I've always loved roller coasters. I've always wanted to skydive. And I was like, yeah, let's get up on that cliff. This wasn't even a high cliff. And we climbed up and I got to the top and I like got woozy. Like I had to like sit down because I got dizzy and I got like, my palms started sweating. But like in my mind, I was like, I want to jump. I'm not afraid, you know, but my body was like, you got to sit down for a minute. Like you're going to,
whoa,
isn't that weird?
Then I don't, yeah. Then I
so
don't
I don't know if that's
recommend.
Actually somebody who's afraid of heights. You know, it's not like that I'm afraid of it, but like my body like physically freaks out, but I jumped. But isn't that weird?
No, because I think,
but
most
I want to do all those things. Like I'm not like, oh no, I'm afraid. Like I'm like, well, no, I want to do that. I want to get up there.
Okay. Well, I'm due for like a girl's Vegas trip. So I feel like we should like get that on our radar.
Oh my gosh.
Under control.
That would be fun. We'll do it during the day. That'll be fun. Well, how cool.
Thanks. It was really awesome. And now I want to jump out of a plane.
Yeah, you just feel like a badass now, huh? You're like, yeah.
I really do feel like a badass. And you know what would make me feel more like a badass? If I was wearing Fabletics. You guys know what Fabletics is? Kate Hudson activewear.
Love her.
Can we just talk about how Kate's... Well, I already did say that, actually.
I know,
Kate Hudson.
We did. Yeah.
Kate Hudson is my number one. And when I found out that Fabletics was my new one of my new sponsors, I like almost... Sorry, shit my pants. Patrick hates when I say that.
Understand why.
He hates it. He gets so mad at me. He's like, can you just like not, like, I don't want to think of you like that. I'm like, well, then just don't think of me when I say, like, what? Doesn't everybody say that? I guess not. I guess ladies don't say that. So I've been trying not to say it, but sorry. I did almost shit my pants when I found out that Kate Hudson's line of activewear, Fabletics, was one of my new sponsors because I'm obsessed with her. I mean, who is not? Okay, it was co-founded and designed and inspired by Kate Hudson. And I'm telling you, it's the same quality like as all of your favorite luxury brands, but half the price. So Lululemon, fuck off. You know what I mean? Fabletics. Whenever I see the commercials and like go to the website, it's like this stuff is it makes me want to work out. Like I feel like when I have Fabletics clothes, like I just wear it and pretended. And like I pretend that like I just came from working out, but like I actually didn't work out. You know what I mean?
I mean, anything that Kate Hudson has the most amazing body.
I know.
It's like stupid. So it's like if you put your name on that, Kate Hudson.
Yeah, but
there.
She actually, like, I've watched so many interviews with her, and she's so involved in it.
That's
that,
what
like,
I'm saying, though. Anything that you're going to, you know, you're going to preach that has to do with your body, I'm there.
Yeah, I know. What I love about it, really, though, is, like, It doesn't totally look like workout clothes, and I'm not a fan of workout clothes. So like, it looks like it's something that you could actually wear in normal life. It's still chic. It's still fashionable. It's amazing. And if you go to Fabletics, if you go to their website, you can take a quick and easy fit quiz to allow them to get to know you and your activewear style and preferences. And then they'll recommend complete outfits that are perfect for your style. I mean, you can also like shop on your own and like go buy separates or outfits. And it's just amazing. Now they're announcing their launch of FL2, which is a companion men's brand featuring the same top quality activewear for men to work out, play, and live in. And new VIP members, they have an exclusive on both Fabletics and FL2. And you can get a complete outfit for just $25 with free shipping and exchanges. That is amazing. I love Kate Hudson so much. Seriously. I don't have a code for that. So you guys just go to the website and have fun. Right? Be like Kate Hudson. Oh, God, she's the best. If I could meet anyone, it would be Kate Hudson. Who would your person be? If you could meet one person, one famous person, man or woman, but they have to be alive. Don't give me some like Jesus answer.
Caesar Milan, the dog whisperer.
Oh, yeah. You already told me that before.
You guys, I have like the weirdest obsession with him.
I mean, whatever. No, that's fine. No,
wait,
I mean,
can I say more Chris Martin from Coldplay?
Oh, my gosh. Still? Really?
Yeah. You know how I feel about him. I feel about him.
I don't get it. Do you know who he's dating?
Yeah, I saw. We don't need to talk about it.
Do you know what she's from?
Yeah.
Which one do you know she's from?
The Peaky Blinders.
But do you know what else? Weren't you a Tudors fan?
Yeah, she's from...
She was Jane, the nice queen.
Oh my God, you're right.
I'm always right.
Okay, but whatever. I mean, she's okay, but I just feel like Chris could probably do better. He could always do better.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I think she's like super pretty. She's like, so what's
but
up?
But Chris is so great. We don't need to talk about this.
Okay, we don't have to. Let me just finish up my sponsor real fast, because I want to talk about Curology, because so many of my friends have used this. Listen, I'm Hood Rat and I still don't have health insurance. You heard that right. I have a podcast. I'm on a television show. I have a website and I still don't have freaking health insurance. Literally the definition of WT. You know what that stands for? White trash. That's what I am.
God.
That is exactly what I am. This is why I love Curology, because people who don't have health insurance and they have skin problems or they have acne, they can go to this website, fill out a questionnaire, send in actual photos of your skin, and you get matched with a dermatologist that will send you a prescription that is basically meant for you. How amazing is that?
Well, yeah, you don't even have to go to the doctor.
No, you don't have to go to the doctor. You don't have to drive anywhere. So many times, like, okay, I just admitted to everyone that I don't have health insurance. Cool. I called myself white trash. Are people going to get mad at me for using that word? Again, I'm not PC, so don't mean to offend anyone. But yeah, it's just hard to like, especially find a doctor that you like. So if you have health insurance and if you have the time to go and drive to a doctor, how do you know that you're actually going to like, how do you know you're going to like that doctor? They know about, you know, I've had so many bad experiences with dermatologists that I feel like you're just wasting my time, because I've gone and paid out of pocket a million times for my psoriasis and no one ever actually helps me. And that's why I feel so passionately about Curology.com, because they are helping people for literally next to nothing. So you get prescription medicine, topical medicine for your face and a face wash, whatever is tailored to you, and you don't have to pay barely anything. So if you go actually today, or when you're listening to this, and you use my code, so Curology, CuroLogy.com, and enter my code Stassi in the lower right hand corner of your screen, you get the first month of customized prescription acne treatment for free. Again, another situation that's a win-win situation. You don't have to pay anything for this sponsor. You go, type in my code, go through the whole process, get matched with a dermatologist. They will send you a month's worth of customized prescription for free. And you can see how you like it. So you have nothing to lose. You know what I mean?
Boom.
My friends did this in New Orleans and they're obsessed with it. I mean, I'm not allowed to put anything on my face because I have psoriasis, but whatevs. Ugh, so annoying. I'm annoyed you don't watch The Bachelor anymore.
But tell me all about it.
Ben's my What's favorite Bachelor.
He is.
He's my favorite, even though he's younger than me. I just like, I think he's the most genuine. I think he's in it for the right reasons. Listen to me saying, like, I am literally the most basic bitch out there. I think he's like smart. He's sensitive. He's cute. He's like all of these things that you would want. He's just young. I feel like if he was 10 years older, I would be wanting to set him up with any of my single friends.
So how many girls are left right now?
Well, the fourth girl just got eliminated. So now there are three girls, which was really sad because she finally just introduced him to her two children.
Okay, so I read in the Daily Mail.
Don't give a spoiler away.
Oh.
What'd you read? Well, don't just say it on. I mean,
who left?
Who left?
The girl. The girl that left?
It's not a spoiler, right?
Well, does everyone know who just left?
Well, I don't. I mean, if it's already happened, then you're allowed to talk about
it. Yeah, it just said I read in the Daily Mail the girl that left, right? The one that had the kids.
She didn't leave on her own.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent her.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. What'd you read about it?
No, I just saying that I did read that in the Daily Mail that she left, and I guess she had just introduced her family, and, like, they grilled him, right? Like, they...
Yeah. He got grilled, honestly, by a lot of the families.
Like, they were like, you, something about, like, you brainwashed these girls.
That was a different girl's family. Okay. A lot of their family members was like, honestly, because I feel like nowadays, The Bachelor used to be, like, slightly more pure. And now, like, everybody knows.
Well, there's been so many.
There's so many. And everybody just.
People actually get married.
And everyone wants to get famous or be the next bachelorette or, like, whatever. And, like, are you really in it for the right reason? I hate when people say the right reasons, but it's like the only thing I know to say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so, yeah, I feel like that's why, like, every season that goes by, the families are more and more hard on whoever the person is and whatever. I get it. But I'm just so excited to see the finale.
Well, because who do you think is going to win?
I know who's going to win because I looked up the spoilers. I'm just saying I'm so excited for the finale because if you were to watch the previews for it, it's incredible. It is the most shocking looking finale ever. Basically, he says, I am equally in love with both of these girls. He sends one home and then says, but I'm still in love with that one. And then it looks like he calls her back to be like, never mind, I made a mistake.
Yeah, but that's all preview stuff. They do that.
I know, but he's like crying and shit.
Wait, but so you know who wins? Is it who you wanted to win?
I'm not going to say because I've said things about like who I like. And so my listeners will be able to piece together who wins.
Ugh, you guys in The Bachelor, I don't get it. It's like,
don't annoy me right now. I'll throw you out of my apartment.
Like, I don't even understand.
Like, you are so weird. Like, how do you not understand the amazingness that is The Bachelor? Like, oh my gosh, they just had like a bachelor wedding 2 weeks ago and they were all there. Every single one of them for so many of them from different seasons. They were all like dancing with each other. And I'm like, I can't, I'm going to watch this in slow motion because like, this is amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're a freak. I was with you when you saw like a group of them.
Caitlin?
Yeah, you jumped out at her and I was like, I apologize for my friend.
Oh no, that was Ashley I and
I was like, I apologize
Jade,
for my friend
who just got married. Jade's the one that got married. You met her. You don't even know. You met the one who got married.
I did?
Yes. Oh, you're such a waste of a friend. Like, I can't take you anywhere. This is so annoying.
She doesn't mean that, you guys.
I do mean it.
No.
If you can't answer questions about The Bachelor, like, what do you, like, you're of no service or use to me, you know? Like, what a waste. I mean, I would talk about Bachelor more, but, like, you just don't know anything. You're like a Martian.
Sorry.
I would talk about Vanderpump Rules, but you don't watch that either.
I do.
I just want to say something right now. Let me explain to you what happened on this last episode. Did you hear about what Ariana said about Rachel?
No.
You didn't hear about this?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll recap this. So I heard about this summer because obviously I was around, and Rachel comes back. So basically Katie had her, was taking her engagement photos on the beach. Courtney Berman, shout out, was the photographer, and Katie and Schwartz were taking their engagement photos. The cute, have you seen them?
Yes.
So cute. I love
they're,
the theme.
Yeah, they're awesome.
They're like,
yeah, she looks so good.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you can't even,
she's like goals. Like, yeah, hashtag goals.
That is that,
like,
relationship.
Katie,
that
Maloney,
is
Maloney. Yeah. Schwartz goals. Like, they're just too cute. I want my boyfriend to take some notes and just like, yeah.
Cute ass engagement photos. Yes. Like, yeah, no one could hate on that.
Yeah.
And at the engagement, at that photo shoot, it was on the beach. I guess everybody but me went. And before Rachel and Kristen got there, Ariana was shit-talking the fact that Kristen was doing, like, was doing, like, improv with Rachel and Jacqueline and Annabelle and, like, yeah, some of, like, the people that she does improv with. And she was shit-talking that. And then started shit talking Rachel, saying, sorry, I just, like, basically, I think she's a terrible comedian, all this stuff. Like, Rachel literally has never done anything to anybody.
Yeah.
Just out of nowhere, deciding to, something that Ariana knows nothing about. And then she goes, I take sketch comedy very seriously. Okay, that was a quote. Ariana's, like, kind of depressing voice because she's never like, or seems to be in a good mood. Granted, I don't know her very well. I'm saying on TV, she never seems to be in a good mood. Just being like, I take sketch comedy very seriously, and I'm offended when I am personally offended when people think they can do it. Are we not allowed to have hobbies? That is like a painter being mad at me because I decided to be a little creative and paint some fucking zigzags on a canvas. Would I offend you for wanting to have a hobby, for wanting to try and have some fun? Is that offends you?
Well, I think Ariana probably thinks that's her thing too. Like that, right?
But is it,
like,
her thing? Has she? I didn't. Wait, did she? Is she a comedian? Does she
I
do
think
stand
she
up?
Thinks maybe she, right? Like, didn't she do that diary thing with Sandoval?
Did you watch it?
Yep.
We're not here to shit talk. Okay, so we're not gonna go there. But have you ever seen, or has anyone ever heard of Ariana getting up on stage and doing stand up? Because she then went on to say, I've been doing this for 10 years. And I'm like, I'm looking around. I'm like, wait, I didn't know she did. Did she do? And I just thought I was misunderstood. And I'm like, maybe I just, because I don't know Ariana that well.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I guess I didn't know that she does stand up. No, actually, she's never done stand up. It was the weirdest thing to say. I've done this for 10 years. And then, I mean, I get that she's been in like some like funny videos, and that's great. But to come at somebody about something that is their career and their passion and their dream, and someone who's so talented like Rachel, at like getting, the hardest thing to do in the world is get on stage alone and try and make people laugh. That literally, yeah, makes me want to puke.
No,
all
terrifying.
Over myself.
Yeah.
Then to have somebody who's, sorry, a bartender, call that out. You know what I mean? And like, really? I'm sorry. Like, are you really giving advice? I don't know if Ariana is talented at comedy. I'm not going to say she's not because I've never seen anything. That's the point. If she is, I'd love to be sent her YouTube videos where she is doing stand up. I'm not asking to be sent videos where she's in
Where Rachel is actually
alone
going to comedy clubs
and is alone
and
on a stage
shows, and people are actually paying to go,
yes,
and see her, and she's traveling around.
She's
and
going she's, and performing for the troops. She's traveling all,
yeah,
around Europe,
yeah,
and doing comedy,
so
stand up comedy.
There's a big
for
difference
the troops
between
doing a Funny or Die video
and what
then
Rachel's
getting
doing
up on stage and preparing a whole act. So after Ariana shit talked her, then Rachel and Kristen walk up. Jax tells Kristen what happened because he has to tell everybody. And Kristen and Rachel go and confront her. And they're like, did you just say this about us? And did you just say this about Rachel? And Ariana just sits there. She goes, yeah, I think that your jokes are unoriginal and you're not forwarding, like, what, something about like not doing anything for females with your jokes. I didn't realize that comedy was about like bringing feminism like into the forefront. Like what? Like comedy is about making fun of everything. Like it's literally the the one thing that is not to be taken seriously. The one thing. Like why would, what are we supposed to make jokes about being female scientists? Like what? Like, that literally made no sense.
Yeah.
She looked Rachel in the eye and said, I think you're unoriginal, all of this stuff. The rudest, to tell a stranger that they're not friends. They don't know each other. I felt personally victimized by Ariana when I watched that. And again, I'm not here to bash Ariana because she might be funny as fuck and I just don't know. She might be. She might have done stand up in a million places and I just have never seen them. All I know is that I've never heard of her doing stand up. I've never seen her be funny and I've never seen anything on YouTube. I've never seen her be alone on stage except for when she just read her diary. And that, yeah. That's really not a routine that you have to plan. So Ariana needs to just shut the F up, I think, when it comes to that. There's a time and a place to, like, have an opinion, and that wasn't the right one. Again, it would literally be like freaking Picasso right, like rising himself out of the dead and being like, I am personally offended that you are painting. So wait a second, because you're making, wait, what? Like, had it, like, so we're not allowed to just enjoy that?
Yeah,
like, and with that, you guys, I think I'm out. I go over now in all my podcasts. Nice work, Christina. I love you so much.
I love you.
You are my first person ever to do my podcast. I'm so thankful for that.
I mean, we've come a long way.
We have really come a long way.
I mean, our first one, we were so nervous.
We had no idea. We had to pause like 7 times.
We
didn't
know what we were
doing.
We were giddy and like, we were like, I think this is going well. And like,
no, but do you remember we had to stop it like 5 to 7 times because I was like, I can't talk that much. Like, I'm not this talented. So I like had to pause like every 10 minutes and like, what do we talk about next?
But it came out so well. And it's like, it's so weird because when you hear the beginning of each podcast, it's from the first podcast, those bits. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, you're right.
And it's so cute to hear it because it's like, that was the very first podcast and you nailed it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because all of those little, like, we're going to talk about fashion and this and that. And like, the whole thing is all from that first podcast.
Yeah.
So.
And then we went into the Venice Beach Shack.
Oh, yeah.
When I was at rock bottom. That was not my fave time in my life.
It's okay.
It was definitely not hashtag goals.
It's okay. You know what? You grew from those times. And look at this. I mean, your apartment is so on point. I just have to say.
Thanks. Oh my God, you guys. So I'm redoing my blog. It'll be under construction in the next 2 days because it'll be like a lifestyle blog, not just fashion. And I'll be featuring all this stuff because I've gotten so many emails about, can you please talk, like, show us your apartment or show us your beauty products and all that stuff. So we already took photos in my apartment and all that. And that will be on that when we relaunch it. And starting next week, sorry, I know I announced this last week because I thought it was this week. But starting next week, I'm doing 2 podcasts a week. My second one will be 30 minutes, an extra 30 minutes, and it'll be just me responding to you guys' emails and tweets. So if you guys have topics that you want me to cover, just email Stassi at stylebystassi.com or tweet me or I wouldn't say Instagram comment me because I, for some reason, I can't read my comments on Instagram. It's all fucked up. So all the people that are like really mean to me, I don't get to read it.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Sucks for you. So see you later, Khaleesi's. Follow Christina at, it's Christina Kelly, right?
No. Yeah, it's just my name, Christina Kelly.
For some reason, I always feel like you have your initial in it. At Christina Kelly on Instagram and at heartspring.co. Go buy some of her lip balm and unchap your mother effing lips. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
Bye.